I have just spent 6 months in a seminary in Yerushalayim, which I enjoyed and benefited from immensely. Since coming back, I've spoken to a number of girls who were interested in coming to the seminary next year, but were dissuaded by certain information they had heard from a rabbi in their high school, namely the class sizes are too big, the classes are not stimulating, and the teachers do not take an interest in the students. Having had first-hand experience, and my friends who study with me there would agree, it appears to me that the above is simply not true. I am saddened to think that many girls from the seminary would be ideal are being discouraged from attending on this basis. I do not know the name of the rabbi who was advising these girls, but I'm sure that he would not want to mislead his students. Perhaps his observations were once correct, but the school has since changed. Am I allowed to write to him and respectfully let him know my personal experience of the seminary? If yes, am I allowed to find out his name, or should I just write it anonymously and give it to one of his students to pass on? I thank the Rav for his help. Anonymous, England. I think that it would be a very positive thing to let this rabbi who is saying these negative things about this seminary, if they're not true, I'm sure he would want to know that they're not true, or at least that there is another side to what he's presenting. And I think that if you knew who he was, then what you write would probably be more serious to him. And therefore, since what he did was obviously done to warn people and for their benefit and probably was not Lashon Hara on his side, there's nothing wrong with knowing who he was and directly speaking to him or writing to him and letting him know that he should re-examine the situation before he gives out this information.